Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A new Planet Fitness location is coming soon. To celebrate, you can join before we open for just $1 down, $10 a month. We're squeaky clean and ready to welcome you with tons of equipment and plenty of space to spread out. So join the judgment-free zone today. We're ready when you are. Just $1 down, $10 a month. Offer ends soon. Join us today.
Coming soon to Grove City. Join now for only $1 down. Offer ends December 16th.
Planet Fitness locations are independently owned and operated. See club for details.
Good morning and welcome back to the Cosmology and Science Podcast. Hope you're having a great morning and a great spring. And we had a little break, so we're getting back into it now, in part because we're reading a few new books that are really excellent and brilliant and quite kind of mind-opening. And they are interesting because they go right into this overall topic of uniting many different areas into one coherent kind of harmonious way of looking at the world. And it also ties into the work we're doing with Dante, the comedy, which is one of those examples of summing up the worldview they had in the 1300s, where the education system was mostly with the Dominicans and the Franciscans for Dante's time, but where theology is the overall embedding framework, and then science is one part of that, is one element, and it's in no way contradicting, it's just affirming and a tool that is helpful to understand more of the material creation. So we discovered then two authors that seem to be kind of established in two different ways. And the first one we want to talk about is Francis Collins. So he wrote a book called The Language of God: A Scientist Presents Evidence for Belief. And Francis Collins was the leader of the Human Genome Project. So he was at the top of this organization that found the whole full code and sequence of the DNA about 20 years ago. And he is writing a book about his own view on things. And as he says in the beginning about the book, is that it aims, quoting, to dispel the notion that by arguing that belief in God can be an entirely rational choice and that the principles of faith are, in fact, complementary with the principles of science. So it's interesting because there seems to be now a shift in the development of science in itself. In some ways, you could say that you get into these periods, like historical periods, where suddenly, well, at times there are many, many mysteries. And you have kind of scientific observations or just like empirical observations that are hard to explain. And then many will point to something more like theology to start to grasp that which is beyond our understanding. And then suddenly you get new scientific understandings, and then you can suddenly explain more scientifically many of the things you're observing. And then, I mean, this argument can go both ways here. But then it seems like, especially in cosmology, in elementary particle physics, and also in biology with the DNA sequencing, we reach a scientific understanding that is so advanced and sophisticated that it raises a whole range of other questions. Like, why did this come to be? How can, especially this argument about fine-tuning, how can things be so fine-tuned by just a random, like, trial and error process in nature? Especially then, kind of only in the time frame of 13.7 billion years, that cosmologists would still claim is the estimate of the universe, which still has a couple of problems with it, that you have stars in the Milky Way that are more than 13.7 billion years old. But that aside, there seems to be also established the parameters of the universe in the cosmology, and then now also the sophistication of the DNA in itself is pointing to something that will not, or it's not likely, like, with scientific analysis, the probability of that arising within that time frame by itself is increasingly problematic. So it seems like this is, in some sense, where different camps of the scientific world is at the moment, that more people are being drawn to this acknowledgement that maybe one could look again at some of these old theological ways of looking at this. But then it's also very important to remember that the theology of, for example, Dante is very, very, very different than the theology of contemporary branches of, for example, Christianity. So, especially not confusing it with Zeus, but looking at the really old theology that the divine is more defined as being in itself, or, you know, that from which the material arises, or that which also is uncreated and creates the spiritual, and then from the spiritual emerges the material. So it becomes a very kind of back into the very symbolic understanding of Genesis, for example, to have some grasp of or to create an idea, or now we're kind of drifting into the conceptual divinity, but that it's more a way of grasping or relating to, or having some ideas of those things that we can't exactly understand or grasp directly. But then, as is in our view extremely well presented in Dante, is that you can say things about something that is indescribable in itself through looking at the effects of it. So it's, in some ways, it's almost a scientific way of approaching a topic, that you're trying to describe something that you cannot directly describe, but through the effects one might get some idea of what this is. This is, for mathematicians, this is like talking about some of these concepts in math that we cannot understand, but we use, for example, the imaginary number I, like the square root of minus one is not possible to understand for the human brain, but it's useful, and you can put it in equations. It is something that mathematicians use as a scientific firm, like, entity, but it's completely impossible for the brain to understand. So that are some of the first thoughts about this book by Francis Collins. And then he's going to go more into his own journey towards kind of being more on the atheist side, to becoming more a believer in something like a transcendent divinity or intelligence that explains better what he has discovered through the DNA research, and leading the whole human genome project, which is one of the biggest milestones in some ways in human history. So that was the first one. The second one is Stephen Meyer. So he is soon out with a new book. which is about what he calls it, like the return of the God hypothesis. And he's making some of the same argument a little bit more broadly also, that science is increasingly pointing towards something that is best explained through some concept of a creator or a transcendent, intelligent mind or divinity that is something, in his view, that is giving the most explanatory kind of power, and at the same time also is in full harmony with what we are experiencing and seeing and measuring and finding through research. So he is especially into those two areas of cosmology and of biology with the DNA. And he's also written books about the DNA sequence and kind of the sophistication. He's also quoting, for example, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, who has made some comments that DNA is similar to a software program, but much more complex. So, which just is one of those elements of the argument that this arising by pure coincidence seems unlikely. It goes a little bit back to this, another overall argument that we've been trying to make many times before about like the seed. So if you think of the beginning, if you think it is like a flash or like this Big Bang theory, but like that from which it grows, like in the beginning, what do you have to put into the seed, like a plant, for it to grow into a plant or for it to grow into what we see here? And sometimes that could be a very fruitful and fertile and also exhilarating and fun thought experiment to go into. Like you need some laws of physics, and then you have the fine-tuning, and you also need to create some kind of potentialities for, like, the potential for the plant is in the seed of the plant. The potential for the current snapshot of the cosmos will also be embedded in the seed of the cosmos. And then you might also open up the possibility that we are still at a very early stage of the cosmos or of human evolution or life or consciousness in itself. So there might be, sometimes if you try to ponder and you think something's just is kind of not well enough made, like you can see like parts of human nature that are so destructive or could use some improvements, there's always this possibility that this is the childhood of humanity or human life or just cellular life. Like there are things in little children that are marvelous and fantastic, and the things that are not so well adjusted yet, that could be the same, like the state of us now in the year kind of 2021, but still, let's say there's like 10,000 years into settlements, city culture, agriculture, and this in some ways kind of the main beginning of the kind of life that, or the situation that's led to this modern life we have today, that comes through farming in a sense for 10,000 years ago. So it's just a joy to discover these two authors. We're also going to put a link to an interview with Stephen Meyer, which is very helpful and illuminating for his project, which is about a year old, 1 or 2 years old, but it's still very current. And just to see efforts to unite the things, the thoughts, the kind of being open to the spiritual, the theological, and the scientific in a harmony, and then also how the composition of the two together can create extraordinary things. And that's also something that is, you can find in abundance in Dante, and in some ways what lies underneath kind of the spirit of the Renaissance was this combination of things, the unifying of things that just created this explosion of arts and new discoveries and just a brightness that is still super inspiring for us today. So on that note, thank you so much for listening. So this was about 13 minutes. We're going to try to get a little bit more back to making episodes about this. It comes when we find new books and new discoveries. So with that, thank you so much for listening. Hope you're still having a great day and see you again in the next episode.
The General Insurance presents Ordering a Sandwich with Shaq and Hall of Fame announcer Michael Buffer.
I'm going to have roast beef. What do you want, Michael?
Let's get ready for pastrami on rye.
Turns out Michael Buffer talks like that all the time. And it turns out The General is a quality insurance company that's been saving people money for nearly 60 years.
Spicy Dijon mustard.
For a great low rate and nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General.
The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc. Insurance Agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.